Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Guy Blair is one of the event organizers for a special concert coming to the Dowster Auditorium tonight. He's here to talk about the U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America's ensemble, Starlifter.
We talked about a year ago about the Air Force Band of Mid-America, which your daughter happens to be on one of the many ensembles. A different ensemble is coming to Pella once again, a different group of this kind of overarching band. First of all, let us know who is coming, why they're coming, and why it's going to be such a fun concert.
Andrew, the Air Force Band, all the Air Force musical groups are just wonderful. And Brenna, our daughter, plays with the Air Force Band of Mid-America. And a year ago last summer, if you remember her, the jazz band that she plays in was in Pella. And to tell you the truth, they were all so taken with Pella that they really enjoyed the performance here. We had a great night, a concert in the park on a Friday evening, and it was really a special night. The downtown square was packed with folks. And people always look forward and turn out so well for the Air Force groups. This is a different group that's performing, and it'll be September 10th at 7:30, and we're having this concert over at Dowster Auditorium at Central College. We thought, in addition to the community wanting to enjoy this program, we wanted to make it available to the college students as well. So got in touch with Central College. Mitch Lutch, the band director over there, is helping me work the arrangements over at Central College. The name of the group is Starlifters. The Starlifter group is one of the ensembles with the Air Force Band of Mid-America, and it's a pop group, and they have a very unique and diverse program, and they've just been in great demand both here and abroad. The group has met with overwhelming success over in southwestern Asia in support of the operations Enduring Freedom and New Dawn. And they've visited 6 countries, entertaining and raising the morale of United States servicemen and women, coalition forces, and civilians. They've also performed in South America and the Caribbean countries, and they've performed for more than 34,000 people over 90 performances. It's just an amazing group. I know the lead singer is one of the best vocalists. I'm a little prejudiced, probably, a little biased, but Keisha Gwynn is just amazing. If you happen to catch the NFL draft program, she was the featured vocalist with a national anthem on national television, and so she gets a lot of exposure throughout the country. And they play everything from rock and pop to jazz and even country. They have a great contemporary and traditional patriotic songs included in the program as well.
A lot of folks maybe don't know about this, that the military has a band that's this big, that has performed, as you said, has members who've performed on national TV and who have kind of been all over the place and, as you mentioned, all over the world in front of big crowds. For folks who aren't familiar with this program and from what you understand about it, what makes this unique and what makes this, I guess, a little bit different than your typical band experience?
The service bands are all wonderful. The Air Force bands, there are a number of regional bands across the country. And, of course, the Washington, D.C. band as well. The folks that auditioned to play in the Air Force band auditioned first and then joined the Air Force. So it's quite a rigorous audition program that they have. And it's a wonderful way to make a living if you like to play your horn or sing. They travel all over the country. Each one of the regional bands has a region that they play in. And Brenna is with the Band of Mid-America just outside of St. Louis at Scott Air Force Base, and Iowa is included in their region, so which our daughter Brenna thinks is great because she gets to come to Iowa and perform. They were just at the Iowa Bandmasters Conference. She was with a brass group there playing just this spring, and it's always fun for, I'm sure all the folks in the band get back to their home areas, but the groups at Scott Air Force Base with the Band of Mid-America include the concert band, jazz band. Brenna also now plays in a brass quintet that tours the country, a woodwind quintet, the Starlifter group, and other organizations as well. Each member takes part in 2 ensembles. For instance, currently Brenna is in the concert band as well as the brass quintet. And her husband, Rob, is in the concert band and the jazz band. So that usually encompasses what their responsibilities are in the Air Force.
That concludes today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.